It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday morning. We're going to start the day by talking with Caldwell County Lady Tiger Volleyball Head Coach Daniel Courtner, who is in the studio with us. Daniel, good morning. Thanks for coming in on the show.
Good morning. Seems like it's been a long off season.
Yeah, glad to get you back in here, and you guys are going to get going for real next week.
We are. We're trying to get a little way into a scrimmage this weekend over at Graves County, and got Christian Fellowship, Graves, and Tillman that'll be over there if we can get everything lined up. And then we'll start at Callaway next Tuesday night for the money.
Now, you guys have seen your team already up at the Bluegrass State Games. What's kind of your initial thoughts heading into the season?
Kind of got up there, and first off, we're probably one of the shortest teams in the state. we did a lot of looking up on Friday night while we were over there. But, you know, once we got settled in and got into figuring out kind of our pecking order and who's going to get the ball in certain situations, I think they got a lot more comfortable going into Sunday. We got exactly what we wanted. We found out, you know, that, hey, we're not up to speed yet. We got to come home and do a little bit of work. And, you know, we left pleased with our results.
You guys have a bit of a mix. You've got some new faces and new places, but you've also got some kids who are returning this year.
We are. If you look at the stat line, we're returning just under half of our kills from last year. So to replace that offense is going to kind of get scattered out. I think, you know, normally Caldwell County has always had a big hitter, a go-to moment. This year I could name you anywhere from four to five young ladies that I'm comfortable with having the ball on game point. So, you know, I think the diversity is going to be what gives our opponents fits instead of saying, you know, can we stop the big hitter? I believe Kendra Winters is going to have a kind of a tough job figuring out what hitter and what moment to run the offense with.
Well, do you have your lineup pretty well set then? You know who's going to play where?
I think we know the faces. We just don't know the places. We've got some really, really good athletic young ladies. We know Lily Horde and Ellie Ramio run the outside hitter. Most of that is they kind of showed me in the offseason, and I'll have to admit, surprised me a little bit with their back row attacks. So to be able to put a fourth hitter onto the, you know, on the floor has really been a blessing for us, kind of in that diversity part. Katie Mincer and Briley Butts and Banashka Thomas will split somewhere between middle and right. Katie is last year proved she was going to be our workhorse. She came in a lot of clutch moments and really carried the offense and the kind of the momentum for us a lot last year. You go looking at Banashka and Briley, they're probably two of the best athletes in the school. So, you know, you look at those young ladies and just kind of give them open floor, open field, and see what we can do. The fun part about our team this year is we're going to be built on defense. I got Claire Noe. She finished our season as libero. She's going to be back there. We'll have Riley Thompson and TJ Goodwin. I was taught the game on the defensive side when Coach Stone first brought me around. It was, hey, go teach these passing drills. So, you know, to get in some long rallies and play defense is kind of our blue-collar way, our scramble way of playing. So it's going to be a good product on the floor, I believe.
Well, and you guys have a history of success, and that always kind of helps too.
It does. We talk a lot that teams don't show up to really play against anything but our name, and they gear up for us. There's probably four or five teams in this region right now that are drooling because on paper they think we're down. You know, they think we've graduated a lot the last 3 years, and it's time for us to take our whoopings. We've done everything we can do, we think, in the off season right now to kind of stop that sentence, and I think we're really going to be able to slide in on some people.
We're talking this morning with Lady Tiger Volleyball Head Coach Daniel Courtner. Caldwell County Tiger Football Head Coach Will Barnes has also joined us in the studio. And, Will, how are you guys coming along after last week's scrimmage?
Good. You know, we've had a couple days of pretty good practice on Monday and Tuesday. Yesterday had to move to the gym, so because of the weather, it was storming when we were practicing. So that's a little bit different of a deal when you go inside, but thought we had three pretty good days there.
a bit of a rough showing up at Owensboro Catholic last week, but that just gives you some room to improve going into this week, right?
Yeah, and you know, really any time, you know, we haven't scrimmaged great, you know, the last 2 years for sure. And so it's still early and still getting some guys in some different spots. And, you know, we'll have a couple more guys tonight that we didn't have last week. So it's, you know, a work in progress, and getting that on film against somebody else, you know, that's always a good thing too.
Well, and one thing when you're talking about scrimmages, I know up at Owensboro Catholic, there were a lot of times the quarterback maybe could have taken off and run and picked up a first down or maybe made a big play, but because you're trying to protect those guys, as soon as the quarterback takes off, they blow the play dead. So it's not completely a true, you know, a true whatever of your team. You're not getting a good look at your team.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a pretty big part of our offense is not necessarily running the ball with the quarterback as much as it has been the last 3 years, but if something breaks down, you know, I think that's where Luke could really excel is making a bad play into a good one, and he's super athletic and did some really good things in the pocket. So I think once it gets to 11-on-11 and it's full go, you know, he'll be able to make some plays that he hadn't been able to make so far.
Daniel, that's not something you guys have to fight with, blowing the play dead every time the ball goes to a certain person, right?
Not really. You get in some of these venues, you worry about a ball rolling on from one court to the other, but not too much. The thing that I can relate is, you know, you're talking about our scrimmages versus football. You cannot simulate game speed. You know, we're out here seniors going against eighth graders and freshmen, and as good as I think our depth is, you can't simulate seniors on seniors. And that game speed is what we're looking forward to getting started this weekend and going.
So you have a scrimmage coming up next week?
We're hoping to get one Saturday.
This Saturday, okay.
They've kind of thrown one together. It's our last chance to get one, and kind of everybody looked around and kind of pointed and said, hey, if you want, we're here. So we're scrambling, trying to get everything going for that.
So the regular season then gets underway, and you guys are on the road to kind of start things.
We are. Kind of just the way everything fell. Callaway was looking – they got a new coach, was looking for some games, and I needed a senior night, so hooked them up for that and went ahead and did the home-and-home to start the season off. And then Heritage was in our gym last year for that long five-set match we had with them. So it'll be over there, wherever they're playing. I think they've got some gym issues as well, so we'll have to figure out where they're going to host us at.
We're talking this morning with Lady Tiger volleyball head coach Daniel Courtner and also Tiger football head coach Will Barnes. Need to get to a break here on the show, but we'll continue with more right after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Life is filled with moments. Moments we share with those we love, worry about, and strive to protect the most. At Woodman Life, we provide life insurance and retirement products to help protect you and your family so that you can enjoy all the moments to come.
This is Josh Ray, your local Woodman Life agent. Come see us at 1009 West Main Street or give us a call at 365-6111.
Certain eligibility and age restrictions apply. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society, Omaha, Nebraska.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to Pro Shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Tri-Sues Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Tri-Sues in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
You are invited to a celebration. Founders Day is August 26th and 27th in Eddyville. Enjoy the car show and street dance, live music Friday and Saturday night from Stanley Walker, Cat Daddy O, Sidewinder Blues Band, the Lil Smokies, and more. Check out the basketball tournament, pet show, petting zoo, inflatables, and of course, the Founders Day Parade. You don't want to miss this weekend of fun in Eddyville on beautiful Lake Barkley.
Traveling the Bluegrass with Holst Allen Watts has another busy week. Allen, where are you traveling this week?
We get an Eastern Kentucky flood update from Governor Andy Beshear. Talk with Jim Akers about a Bluegrass Stockyards fundraiser they held last week to help flood victims in Eastern Kentucky. Travel to Warren County to talk with Carl Cheney about Cheney's Dairy Barn. learn about how they got started, and discuss the growth of Cheney's Dairy Barn over the years.
That's Traveling to Bluegrass weekdays around 6 a.m. and after the WPKY Noon News Edge.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner.
Ball game over.
YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Once again, thanks for tuning in this morning. Lady Tiger volleyball head coach Daniel Kortner is with us. Tiger football head coach Will Barnes is in the studio as well. And, Will, you guys are getting ready to head back to Owensboro tonight for another scrimmage.
Yeah, we'll go to OHS tonight. And went there last year, had to go back this year, and doing it tonight because they couldn't get officials worked out for Friday night. So I actually think it'll end up being a little bit better, scrimmaging on Thursday and giving us an extra day tomorrow to prepare for Christian County and, you know, not have to worry about, you know, we can put tonight's scrimmage to bed tomorrow and really when we get back here on Monday, we can go full into Christian County game plan and I think it'll work out pretty well.
How did we end up with the Owensboro schools as our scrimmages?
The Catholic one came up pretty quick. You know, I don't even remember. I guess before we got the schedules started, you know, we didn't have they wanted to play, couldn't get them on the schedule. And then they said, well, what if we scrimmage? And you know, that just the timing worked out where we both had that first scrimmage open. I knew it would be a good scrimmage. And then the second Owensboro scrimmage, it just kind of got late into, you know, end of the summer, maybe late spring. And I didn't want to get too far into the summer and not have a scrimmage. And, you know, obviously they're really good. And I know their coach played with him at Wesley. And so I, you know, one thing is you want to scrimmage people that, you know, are going to do things the right way and you know, are going to protect everybody and get a good scrimmage out of it. So that's something to kind of take into account, too, when you're looking for scrimmages.
The Lexington Herald Leader has its preseason rankings out, and in Class 2A, Owensboro Catholic is number 4, and in 5A, Owensboro is number 5. So that's a couple of pretty stiff challenges right there.
Yeah, and you know, the last couple of years, both of those teams have made pretty deep runs. You know, Owensboro Catholic gave Lexington Christian a pretty good half of football, and you know, they were in the finals. And then I think Owensboro got beat by Frederick Douglass.
Yeah.
Maybe in the semifinals or regional final, can't remember.
State semis, yeah.
So, you know, you're talking about two pretty good football teams, and you know, that's why we want to play those types of teams because, you know, anytime you scrimmage anybody, you're going to get exposed a little bit. But when you're playing quality people, you know, they're going to show where you're weak, and you want to do that early in the year so, you know, that doesn't happen in game 3 or 4. And hopefully it happens in the scrimmage and you can get that stuff fixed.
Well, you've spent a lot of time in Owensboro, so is that a bit of a homecoming for you when you get to go back?
Yeah, you know, surprisingly, I didn't know this, but a lot of people came to the Owensboro Catholic scrimmage last week. I wasn't really expecting that. You know, my best friend lives over there, so you know, I knew he would be there. But and of course, played at Wesleyan, so played at that stadium quite a bit, and you know, probably a lot of bad memories, not very many good ones, but. You know, it's good to go over there and you know, see some familiar faces. And, you know, they always treat us pretty good over there, too.
Are you saying you got sacked a time or two while you were with the Panthers?
Yeah, I took some pretty good shots over there. That's for sure. But there were some good times. There were a few good times.
Well, cool thing about going to Owensboro now, you've got the carpet there at Steel Stadium, and Rash Stadium's got the artificial turf now, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're both of those surfaces, as far as turf goes, are as good as it gets, and really, I think our kids would still rather play on grass, and I kind of like grass too, but both of the turf surfaces there are as good as you'll find, and you know, it's good to get over there too.
The surface out here at Tiger Stadium, last time I was there taking a few pictures, looked really good. Of course, the track's kind of keeping us out right now, but once they get that resurfaced, I think that stadium's just going to pop.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it'll look great. And you know, Will Brown and Coach Stallings, you know, mowing out there, they've done a fantastic job and work really hard at that stuff. And, you know, very fortunate to have them do that because, you know, if it was up to me, there's no telling what it'd look like.
Well, I've tried to get Daniel to rent out the Lady Tiger volleyball locker room. You know, that's like luxury boxes up there for football.
Yeah, those two windows out there, they've kind of got a good bird's eye. We kind of talked about the heat of the first two or three games and the cold of the last two or three games. We could probably have us a pretty good mix up there.
You know, set up a buffet and, you know, put a TV monitor up there and you're good to go. You're as close up there as you are to a lot of football stadiums to, you know, the action.
Right, and we always put it on the radio and listen to it live. So it's a good view up there. So there's some days I have to go in the locker room and get the girls out because they're trying to figure out what the boys are doing down there on the field.
Daniel, as a former Tiger football player, how closely do you still watch the football team?
If it was different seasons, it would be a little easier. But I, you know, I still listen, still follow, and kind of the story we always tell in our gym is I still look. As soon as you post everything, I got to go find out who's number 35. You know, I got to look. Yeah, got to find out who's wearing your old number. You know, and you know, we still kind of go. There's some, I guess you'd call it jealousy that we were still a running program when I was around, so my two passes that I caught in a career don't really stack up all time very well, but one of them was a touchdown. So you know, it's still a lot of small towns still eat, breathe and sleep off of football. So you know, you still got a lot of love for those little Friday night tingles, or Thursday night now.
Well, I think this time of year is just kind of exciting. I mean, for years and years and years, football was kind of the only show, but now you've got soccer, you've got volleyball, you know, golf team's been doing really well, so this is just a fun time of the year for high school sports.
It is, and I can get a lot more out of the young ladies if, you know, halfway through a Thursday night game, hey, I'll give you tomorrow off if we win this thing, and you all can get on the road to, you know, to Murray or somewhere to go watch, you know, because, you know, it's all their friends. They love the football atmosphere too, so, you know, we can kind of use it as a little carrot sometimes.
Well, I'm just hoping this year you guys will still let me shoot pictures from the sideline.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's going to be – golly. I don't know. I hope it doesn't, you know, change a lot of things from the school perspective. And, oh, man, I don't know. I hate to see that.
Yeah, if people haven't seen that story, there was a TV guy up in Louisville that apparently went to a Trinity home game at Louisville and at some point while shooting in the back of the end zone was run over by some players, hurt his knee pretty bad. Well, now he's suing Louisville Trinity for not keeping the sideline clear, although there's actually video out there now on the internet, if you check Twitter or whatever, where there really weren't that many people around him. He just, I don't think, was really paying attention, which, you know, all of us kind of get caught up in sometimes. And you know, Will, I've been run over a couple of times in multiple sports. It's just part of an occupational hazard.
Yeah, and, you know, there was somebody right beside him that, you know, saw it coming and was able to get out of the way. But, no, hopefully there's not too many widespread repercussions from that lawsuit. But, yeah, just not a good deal on either end.
One of the first football games that I actually took pictures at, I was standing there right about midfield, and Gerald Fuqua had the football run into that sideline, and, you know, I thought, well, all these players are here. Somebody's going to reach out and grab him and stop him. No, he ran smack into me, knocked me backward. I hit the bench, fell over backward. I just remember looking up at the stars and going, yeah, I think everybody in the stadium just saw that. Thankfully, a couple of guys came over, though, and helped me up, and, you know, nothing hurt but my pride, but... yeah, you get hit, and I've been hit at baseball games. I've had volleyballs come flying at me before. I think if you're there taking pictures, you know, I've helped up referees in basketball who stepped all over me, so it's just part of it.
No Dennis Rodman episodes, though, right?
No, everything's usually been pretty good. I think we all try to kind of look out for each other. We all know we're in a confined space, and especially with basketball or volleyball, you're inside the gym. There's not a whole lot of places you can go. But, yeah, I always used to say, Will, in football that wherever I was taking pictures at, I tried to have an escape plan.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
You know, I never want anybody standing right behind me, because if the play came that way, I wanted to be able to vacate the premises pretty quick. So we're talking this morning with Will Barnes and Daniel Courtner. We need to get to another timeout, but we'll come back and talk more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Brantley Furniture, family owned and located in the heart of downtown Princeton. Jeannie and Megan invite you to come in and check out their selection of furniture, bedding, and gifts. Financing is available.
Weather Edge Weather Center forecast for this Thursday, mostly sunny with a high 86 degrees. Clear skies tonight, low 65. More sunshine for Friday and Saturday. Friday's high 83, Saturday up to 84 degrees. Once again, our forecast today, mostly sunny with a high near 86.
Need cash fast? Contact ABC Finance now.
Whether it's their first day of kindergarten or the first day as a senior in high school, you want your kids to have everything they need.
Don't let money worries stop you. Visit ABC Finance.
Hi, this is Savannah Seymour at the Princeton ABC Finance location.
And this is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville location.
We can help you with all the things your child will need for school.
At ABC Finance, we provide loans up to $15,000.
We are locally owned and staffed, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour.
No appointment is needed. Walk-ins are welcome.
You can even give us a call, and we will take your application over the phone.
Or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Our commitment is to make the loan process quick, easy, and stress-free. We can even consolidate all loans into one easy payment. For more information and for great money and credit tips, like ABC Finance on Facebook.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage, with more on your teams and your players.
Or did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner.
Ball game over.
YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Caldwell County football coach Will Barnes and Caldwell County volleyball coach Daniel Courtner in the studio with us this morning. Do want to let you know, though, that Emma Talley is playing over in the first round of the ISPS Handa World Invitational in Northern Ireland today. First round action today. The second round is tomorrow. That's the event that Emma placed second in last year, coming oh so close to her first LPGA Tour victory, but falling in the second hole of a playoff to Pajari Ananarukorn. How about that name, guys? And I was going to ask you guys, what's your favorite LPGA Tour name?
Emma Talley.
Emma Talley.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Okay, if it wasn't Emma Talley, though, who would it be?
Ooh.
Hey, think about that. We're going to listen to the comments from Emma Talley before this week's event got underway over in Northern Ireland.
All right, Emma. Welcome back to Northern Ireland. Just as you're coming back onto Galgorm, what's it been like for you to kind of reflect of what happened last year and your run last year here?
Yeah, I was mad that I didn't win. I've thought about that playoff a lot. No, but it's really good to be back. I'm staying at the same place as I did last year. I got to know the workers and the staff there, and I didn't know if they'd recognize me. And yesterday when I walked in, they were like, "She's back!" So that was kind of cool, like, to just see everyone there. And the golf course looks incredible. The weather's a lot better this year, so very excited to be back, and hopefully it treats me well.
When you say, "I was mad," I remember reading through the quotes and you just going on about the bunker. I remember that stupid bunker on 18 for you. How much did something like that kind of stay with you, and what did it take to kind of, you know, get out of that kind of mindset?
Well, at the time last year, I had, like, played pretty poorly last year up until this. I had a couple good finishes right before this, and so this was just really, at the time, it was a blessing. I mean, it basically helped me keep my card last year, and it gave me confidence that I belong out here and that I can do it. And I've had a good start to the year this year, but the last few weeks have been kind of rough, missing the cut by one a couple times, bogeying the last last week, so I'm hoping that this can give me some confidence again this year. I feel good about my golf game, so yeah, excited to be back. And like I said, the golf course fits my eye really well. I hit a fade, and I think a lot of these holes set up perfect for a fade, so it does set up really good to my eye, so I'm excited.
I was going to say, you know, it's not the strongest field out here, but mm-hmm. this is a tour and a week where anything can happen. Yeah. And how much did that, like, you talked a little bit about the confidence that it gave you, but mentally, what was it like having that finish and then being able to finish out the year?
Yeah, I mean, last year it was me, Pajuri, and Kupcho. And obviously, I mean, look at Jen, she's won 3 times this year. So I think just knowing that you can compete, I mean, even though it is a weaker field than a normal week, there's still really good players mm-hmm. here. I know Georgia is here, and Leona. I mean, Leona finished 4th or 7th or something last week. I was talking to her last night, and I mean, there's still people you got to beat. So good competition, and yeah.
Have you seen the course yet at all?
No, because my flight got delayed last night, so unfortunately I'm probably not even going to see one of the golf courses, but I know it, so I brought my yardage books from last year so I can kind of see what the lines I took off the tee were. So I'm going to play 18 today and hopefully maybe go walk some on the other golf course just to remember it.
And you talked a little bit about like the confidence that gave you. We saw last week Ashley.
Oh, so good.
I mean, something like that has got to give a lot of people in this field just the confidence to also come out and kind of do what she did last week.
Exactly. I mean, we all, golf is so a game of inches, you know, and I think any week anybody can win. And like I said, my game feels really good at the moment. So you just got to be confident and go out there and have fun and trust in all the practice that you've done all year and every week. And sometimes you forget about that. I think we just got to have faith in ourselves and faith in our practice and our process, mm-hmm. and the rest will take care of itself.
That's Emma Talley before playing in the ISPS Handa World Invitational in Northern Ireland. Again, the first round is today, second round tomorrow over there. An interesting tournament. They've actually got men and women's tournaments going on at the same time. There's a pair of cuts. I think they cut down to the top 60 or 65 after the second round and then cut down to the top 35 after the third round. So a lot going on over there. That's a fun event, actually, in Northern Ireland. And, guys, did you have time to come up with a favorite LPGA Tour name, Daniel?
I'm sticking with Emma.
Me too.
She's too good of a representative for us around here.
I certainly like Emma, but I like Patty Tavitanicut. That's one of my favorite names.
Just rolls right off the top.
Yeah, sometimes I actually like watching the LPGA events just to try to figure out how to pronounce the name before the announcers do. It's one of those. Well, getting back to football, Will, you guys are headed to Owensboro tonight, and I think we talked a little bit about it, but originally this was a home scrimmage, and now it's at Owensboro, so things kind of changed on you just a little bit.
Yeah, just with the track schedule, you know, it ended up having to go over there, which isn't a huge deal, and, you know, it'll be fine. Did it last year and did it last week, so it's not too bad of a drive over there, and so we'll go over there tonight and start at 6 o'clock.
Is this something you look to continue with the next wave of scheduling, to continue to scrimmage the Owensboro schools, or do you even know how the schedule is going to play out for the next 2 years yet?
I think we'll probably drop Owensboro Catholic just with the way the playoff structure is. Just talking with our coach, you know, last week, just, you know, with the chance to play them in the playoffs, you know, neither one of us really want to scrimmage or even, you know, play a game in the regular season. So we'll try to stay around here locally, and, you know, sometimes that's works out, sometimes that doesn't. But we'll start, you know, in the WKC, and then if we can't find something in the WKC, we'll kind of expand out from there. And with the scheduling, you know, I don't see Owensboro being on the schedule, so that's probably a potential to maybe stay as a scrimmage, depending on what Jay wants to do over there. So, but we'll probably have a new first scrimmage next year, just because of the way the playoffs shake out, and try to play somebody else in that spot.
Well, you guys can't really put together a schedule for the next 2 years until you see the new alignment, right?
Yeah, and you know, I don't anticipate much changing, but like you said, you can't really put anything set in stone until you know what your district looks like, and then you can kind of move from there.
Daniel, some rescheduling is what you had to do this year when you decided not to play in the All-A Classic. That opened up a whole lot of dates for you to have to fill on a regular season schedule now.
It did. In order to get to our 34-35 matches, to the cap of that, we were looking at playing as many as four in the region. You know, we could have played that day, and then you allow six for up at state. So that's instead of, 10 dedicated to Class A, that kind of put us in trying to pick up another tournament, which I'm not a big fan of very many tournaments that are around here, just the way they're structured or scheduled. So that puts us on the road a little bit more on Tuesdays and Thursdays, where we used to kind of travel less and play more on the weekends. But I still stand beside my decision to get out of Class A. It had lost its focus, I think. It had gone a lot more into the private school and a lot more into, curtailing to certain schools, I think, that were in the Northern Kentucky and Louisville area. So I think if it ever kind of restructures and gets back at the state level, then I'll, they'll get my support 100%. It had grown on the region level with the acceptance of Heritage Christian and, with Livingston, us, Crittenden, UHA. So, there were going to be a lot of games played on one Saturday early in the season. Never could really decide on a date to get that taken care of. So I think if they iron some things out, they'll get my support. But it had fallen aside, I think.
Now, when you're putting together a schedule, are you thinking I've got to get the maximum games on here, or are you trying to space those out and give your team a break here and there?
I'll always take quality over quantity. I could probably finish somewhere around 28, 29. And then kind of like Coach Barnes is saying, you don't really want to spend a lot of time on a bus. You don't want to travel just to say, hey, I got a game. We have the luxury of going somewhere and playing, three, four games on a Saturday. So that kind of helps get all that taken care of. You're also in between, do you go to a tournament and play the best two out of three? Or do you go to a tri-match on a weekend and play the best three out of five? Or, a night game, play the best three sets out of five? So our job is dependent on winning a district title, winning a region title at the end of the year. That's a three out of five format. So I try to stay in those as much as I can. So, if you're looking at building my schedule, I like to kind of stay away from Labor Day weekend. That's kind of a good time to, we've been in the gym now since July 15th, so that's kind of a good stop to give them a little bit of a breather. And then kind of as you get going towards the postseason, that's when you want to try to schedule, your stronger opponents. I always like to play who's hosting the region. I like to get the girls in that gym to see it, to get in that venue, which was why Henderson was on the schedule, but they had a coaching change and kind of a snafu on that date. So we won't get that this year. But, you get the luxury of building your own. You kind of get some relationships with friends. When you schedule home games, you try to get people that's going to bring a crowd. So, you've got some free range.
In the district this year, fair to say that Madisonville North Hopkins is still the team to beat?
I would say in the region, Madisonville is the team to beat. They've got such a senior core that looks a lot like us a couple years ago. They started as freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and just won another level every year. So, they took the district crown last year, and it's theirs to keep. It's ours to go get. So, I think Hopkins Central is kind of retooled. I think they've had a couple players move in and retool some things. So, kind of need to see them, before I speak too much on them. But, no, Madisonville, they've got the energy. They've got the speed to give a lot of teams fits.
Madisonville chased you guys for a long time.
They did, and did it with class in a lot of the years. And that's, we were kind of worried about when they finally got on top of us, how bad of a stomp were we going to get. And, luckily, I think through club ball and through just playing each other year after year, there was some respect that's given there. And I think it was a great match, was a good look. And I think kind of the areas that we lacked last year, I think we've picked up. So as long as we don't, die in the moment, I think it'll be another, back and forth match this year.
Will, in football, it looks like Mayfield once again. As always, we could just do the same interview, I guess, every year and say Mayfield's a team to beat in football.
Yeah, they'll they'll be really good again. Really, I think they'll be better. Just talking with Coach Morris a little bit, and I don't think he would come back if he didn't think they had a good team coming back. So they'll be the team to beat, and Murray will be really good. They do some unique things that make them difficult to prepare for. So and saw Ballard Memorial at 7-on-7, and they look like their numbers look pretty good. So that's their second or third year with this coach. So he's got a lot of energy. So they'll be improved too. So our district, our district in the Lexington Somerset area district are, to me, by far the best 2A districts, and if we can compete and win our district, we feel like we can compete with anybody.
In the preseason poll that I talked about earlier from the Lexington paper, Mayfield was ranked number 3 in Class 2A, which is about normal. Of course, sometimes they're 2 or 1. Murray was number 8, and others receiving votes included Caldwell County. So you guys are out there too.
Yeah, and, I think a lot of that goes on the previous year, where people finished up. So, LCA and Beechwood have kind of been on a little bit of a different level in 2A the last couple of years. But, I think Mayfield will be right there with them this year. And like I said, if we're competitive and can win our district, we'll be right in the mix too.
I think I liked it a lot better when Mayfield and Beechwood were the top teams in 1A.
Yeah. So I actually, people, when we went to 2A, do you hate being in with Mayfield? And if you just look at it from the outside, you might think that. But, if you kind of dive into it, you're going to have to beat good teams if you want to get to a region final, if you want to get to a state championship game. We're going to play them at least once every year. The more times you play those types of teams, the better you're going to get. I would rather be in this district than be in the other 2A district where it's not as strong and you don't see teams like Mayfield in that district. So, I like where we're at, and I hope it stays right where it's at in this next realignment.
Well, the Mayfield game brings with it a lot of opportunity. Some of the best Caldwell County football games I've ever seen were against Mayfield.
Yeah, we've played them pretty well, and except for the last 3 years, Murray's beat them a couple of times. But outside of that, if you look at teams that they're playing on this end of the state, we've had as much success as anybody in the last, 5 to 10 years against them. Hadn't been a ton of wins, but if you look at the teams they're playing over here, nobody's beating them. We've had some really close games, and a couple of years ago, the 2020, we were a play or two away from winning. So, we've got to close that gap and be competitive and start to win some of those games to be the type of football program we want to be.
Yeah, one of the best games I can remember seeing from a Tiger fan perspective, except, of course, a state championship game, was the 48-41 game out here against Mayfield. And I'm trying to remember, was that 12 or 13? Both teams were ranked number 1 in the state. Caldwell was in 3A at the time, and Mayfield, I believe, was in 2A. Both teams were 9-0, and Caldwell got them out here 48-41.
Yeah, I think that was 13, yeah. I think, yeah. Yeah, really good game.
And you guys got them down there 1 year when you were playing.
Yeah. We were really just an above average team, and Mayfield was kind of down, and we got after him pretty good that night.
Well, and everyone remembers Al Giordano's last game as head coach, going down to Mayfield and knocking off a top ranked Mayfield team down there. And talking of that, Coach G, and a lot of history. You guys are going to do some of that at the kickoff dinner coming up this weekend.
Yeah, it's this is something that when I took the job, Coach Downs and I kind of sat down and said, hey, this we think this could be a really good thing for the football program, and haven't been able to do it with COVID. So we're really excited about having the kickoff dinner this Saturday night, and Jill Giannana is going to be here, and Craig Clayton and Pat Gates. So they'll speak, and I think it'll be a really good first kickoff dinner for us, and had a lot of work, and a lot of parents have put a lot of time into it, and will put a lot of work into it Saturday night to make sure it goes off well. So we're really looking forward to it, and just kind of look back on some Caldwell County football history, and get our players in front of some of the people in the community, and really looking forward to that on Saturday night.
We're talking this morning with Tiger football head coach Will Barnes. Lady Tiger volleyball head coach Daniel Courtner is also with us. Need to get to one more break here on the show, but we'll come back and have more in just a minute. Stay tuned here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Big John's Barbecue. Be sure to like and follow them on Facebook.
From the Weather Edge Weather Center, mostly sunny skies today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Today's high 86 degrees, 83 tomorrow, 84 on Saturday. Tonight's low down to 65, mostly clear skies in the overnight hours. What's getting our forecast today? Sunshine with a high 86.
Caldwell County is a special place in western Kentucky, featuring beautiful tracts of land. Even though the real estate market is always in a constant state of change, Bollinger Real Estate and Auction understands this and is ready to work for you.
Hi, my name is Ben Bollinger with Bollinger Real Estate and Auction. Whether it's a property valuation or time to sell, Bollinger's team is dedicated to work for you. Real estate solutions with a passion for people.
Today's society is dependent on electricity. The Princeton Electric Plant Board has what you demand for electricity anywhere, anytime, at the required level of quality. They work to ensure our community's power system has the resources in place for reliability today and into the future. Their work and commitment has reduced the frequency and duration of power outages with a reliability rate of 99.9%. Princeton Electric Plant Board, bringing our customers safe and reliable energy.
Thanks for joining us here on the Sideline Report this morning. Todd Griffin in the WPKY studios, talking with Lady Tiger volleyball head coach Daniel Courtner, Tiger football coach Will Barnes in the studio with us as well, and appreciate those guys coming in and talking this morning. And Daniel, what's kind of your thoughts as you get ready to open the season next week?
We've talked a lot this summer about our foundation and what we're going to get going. I can honestly say I think this is the most relaxed and fun that I've had in a gym in a long, long time. They've got a different sound. They've got a lot of laughter in what they do. They're real close. We worked on some kind of one-on-one drills the other night that really should have brought out some competitiveness. And I think in the end it brought out some admiration of, hey, you made a nice play. It's not I lost, it's you beat me. So, our atmosphere in the gym right now is a lot of fun. And I think it's going to be a good foundation when here in about a month and a half, we need something to step back and look at. We can kind of say, hey, 2 months ago, we were as close and as tight a family as you could get. So if you ask, where my mindset is right now, I look forward to practice every day, 100%. So, and I think the young ladies are too. So we're just ready to get out and play somebody different, I think.
Well, I think both of you guys are kind of in the same boat in that you have programs that have been successful. And Will, like the volleyball team, the football team just kind of keeps riding that success. I don't think a lot of people outside of Caldwell County expected a lot last season. And you guys were 7-4 and right there with Murray and Mayfield all year.
Yeah, and, it's fun to watch the volleyball team because, even you go back as far as I can remember, and year in and year out, it's they're winning a lot of games and being competitive in the region, and that's kind of when I look at programs, whatever it is, whatever sport, if you're doing that year in and year out, you've developed a really good program because there's certain programs that'll get a good run of talent. And they'll have a good team for 3 or 4 years, and then it drops off. But the challenge is to keep that thing going, and that's something I really admire about our volleyball program is, you know, there aren't really drop-offs from year to year, and you know, that's a testament to the coaching and what all's gone into that program for sure.
Well, you look back, and I think both programs started by legendary coaches. I think a lot of what happens with Caldwell football goes back to Fred Clayton. I think volleyball, you go back to Sue Stone. I mean, mm-hmm. that's that foundation was set, and, you know, we still see the product of that today.
You know, I think she did such a great job of not only going and getting athletes but getting great young ladies. You know, you can build a good team around good people. And, you know, she went in and got, you know, well-behaved, well-charactered young ladies that have turned back around. You look across this region, I think now we're at 6 or 7 former players of Caldwell that are on coaching staffs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's such a web that has gone out. And, you know, we looked a couple weeks ago, Crittenden County was running a camp that had 2 former players on staff and 3 former Caldwell people were running the camp. So, you know, it's kind of our culture, kind of what just breeds from one year to the next to the next. And when you're walking in a primary elementary school, you look up. I know I sure looked up to high school, you know, athletes, wanted to emulate them when I was playing in the backyard. So, you know, that's kind of where we are. It's another product of small town. You know, you get to know them personally as you grow up, and they're kind of a hero.
And in football, Will, you guys are down there practicing, and the middle school squad's always down there watching. So I think that's always a big influence on those kids, because those middle schoolers are watching everything those high schoolers do at the other end.
Yeah, and that's something, you know, we try to remind our guys of, you know, when we are out there. And it's good for our coaching staff to be able to look down there every once in a while and say, hey, you know, that kid looks pretty good. Who yeah. is that? And, you know, we can kind of get names and faces and, you know, talk to them a little bit. So, yeah, it's really a unique thing for us. And, you know, it's I look at it as a benefit. You know, they share we share that field house with them. And, you know, I think that's a good thing for our football program for sure.
Looking ahead, what do you know about Christian County? Do you look ahead to the teams coming up on the schedule, or do you kind of wait to game week to game plan and kind of scout, do all that kind of stuff?
You know, in the winter time, January, February, I'll go back and just kind of watch the last year's games of who we're going to play next year, especially if they've got the same coach, and just kind of make some notes or whatever, just very, very, you know, rough sketch of some things that I thought about the game. And then, you know, really in July when we get back, it's more about getting our stuff in and on both sides of the ball and special teams. And then, you know, once we get to August, there it gets a little more scheme specific for teams you're going to play. And then, you know, we don't scheme a whole lot for scrimmages, but you know, we've thrown in a couple of things that, you know, Murray may do or Mayfield may do in some of these team periods that we do during practice. And then, you know, tomorrow we'll start on Christian County. With them having a new coach, you know, there's some familiar faces over there, but you don't really know what they're going to do offensively and defensively until you see them on film. You know, you think you may have an idea, but you know, sometimes you can waste a lot of time if you go back and there's been a coaching change and you try to base things off of last season. So, you know, I think they've got some similar faces over there coaching, but don't really know exactly what they'll look like until we get that on film. And then, you know, we'll have a plan, kind of an introductory plan tomorrow, and then, you know, when we get here Monday, we'll hit the ground running and get ready for next Friday night.
Yeah, the Tiger football team at Owensboro tonight for the final scrimmage, then at Christian County next Friday for the regular season opener. Daniel, just one more question for you. Are we going to see a Cardinals-Yankees World Series this year?
The Yankees need to get as far away from the National League as possible. We couldn't even beat the Reds, so we've got a lot of work to do, I think. Right now, we've got to get healthy.
But you guys had some cushion over there, right?
We do. I think anytime the Red Sox are in last place, it's a good day. But we've got a lot of, I don't know, the ball's not flying right now.
Will, you watch a lot of baseball?
Actually, I've followed it just a little bit the last couple of years, but Mitchell Harrelson's got me in this fantasy baseball league. So I've followed a lot more closely this year, and it's been fun.
Yeah.
You know, growing up as a kid, I always watched baseball, and you know, wouldn't miss much. And so it's been good to kind of get back into it and follow it a little bit more and know some more of the names.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in this morning and sitting in on the whole show with us. And best of luck next week as you guys get the season underway for real.
Thanks so much.
That's Daniel Courtner, Caldwell County Lady Tiger volleyball head coach, and Will Barnes, Caldwell County Tiger football head coach, and with us on the Sideline Report this morning. That's going to wrap us up for this Thursday morning. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.